Well, the entire Chiefs kingdom appreciates what head coach Romeo Crennel did and handled last week, Coach. It's just unimaginable. But now you've had to take it into the next week. What has it been like? How do you approach it in handling the week after what happened over the weekend?
Well, Mitch, like you said, it was a tragic circumstance, and happening the day before the game made it more difficult in dealing with the young men on this team. But they pulled together and they showed their character as well by playing Sunday and playing a good football game. And now we're trying to move on. We have some final things that we have to get taken care of, memorial services, funerals, you know, for the young people involved. And then I think once we get past that, there will be some finality to that tragedy. And then we can kind of focus more on football, our jobs, and what we have to do. But it's something that will never leave us, you know.
Switching to football, Coach, you go back to Cleveland. I remember going back in 2010 when you were a defensive coordinator. It looked like a family reunion. You are loved and revered there. I remember the reaction when you went back into the stadium. What about going back there this time as the head coach?
They are an opponent, and we need to win a game. So that's going to be the main focus. You know, I do have friends still there in Cleveland, and it'll be good to see some of them. But our main objective is to go win the game.
It's talking about winning the game. You have been able to run the football and set the tone with your offensive line now the last 2 weeks. This is a Cleveland team that's not allowed 100 yards in rushing for three consecutive games. How do you get the flow going on the road against this team?
Well, on the road is always difficult because distractions, the opposing crowd and the crowd noise and all of those things. But I believe our guys are gaining some confidence in what they can do and how they can play the game. And so I think that our running game, which has helped us considerably the last couple of weeks, we need to keep that going. And as you mentioned, the offensive line, they're a big part of it. And I think they're taking pride in the way they're blocking and the way they're protecting and the way they're helping this team win.
Flipping to the other side, a final question here. You drafted Joe Thomas, some think the best left tackle in the league, Alex Max, a Pro Bowler at center, and they've got a great rookie in Trent Richardson. Your defensive guys up front have played good football, but there's a challenge there in handling a physical, good offensive line.
Very big challenge, because that AFC North, the division that Cleveland plays in, all of those guys are physical. So we know that it's going to be a physical game, and those physical games, the battles are won up front. And so if we can get it done up front, then we will increase our chances of winning.